You have heard that his father has sent two cookers, one marketing person and one Brahmin to cook. Because at that time Brahmins were used to be pure, but taking money, no harm. So he sent so many. তুমি বলবা এরপরে কি হলো? স্বরূপ দামোদরের কাছে যখন উনি গেলেন তখন উনার জীবন চর্চা কিরকম হতে লাগলো? লো বলো, রঘুনাথ দাসজি কার জীবন চর্চা বলো, সে বলো। They told to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that his father had sent all these things.
They told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that his father sent to Brahmins and some money but taking care of Das Goswami, Raghunath Das. So they used to cook, then Das Goswami...
Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered that he used to take...
Das Goswami began to take it, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered him to take their preparation from them. Then they used to cook, and Das Goswami used to invite Mahaprabhu. After that, he used to take his prasad. After 2 days, he is not inviting anymore to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu asked Govinda Prabhu, Govinda?
Swarup Damodar.
Swarup Damodar Prabhu. Why? Raghunath is not inviting me anymore. What happened? Then Swarup Damodar Prabhu replied that he thinks that Visayi Ranna Khaile Molin Hoy Mon, Molin Mon Hoyle Nahi Krishna Smaran. He is judged by himself and is also supported by scripture. Don't take anything from materialistic person. If you take from them, then your mind will be dirty. That means that mood of them will come in your mind.
Thus your bhajan will be ruined.
Remember Krishna bhajan will be spoiled. So the Raghunath give up the invitation of his father. The Brahmin anything he don't like to take anymore. So he's not inviting you anymore. And how he's maintaining his life? And he told that Sarvama to reply that he stand on the gate of the Jagannatha temple and sing for God. And for he is to go in Ananda Bajar and sing for God.
वहीं पर जाकर के वो लोग दे देते थे, तो फिर वहाँ पर कुछ, फिर वहाँ पर भी छोड़ करके तब सिंह बार में आए।
एक्सपोर्ट यूज्ड टू टेक इन आनंद बाजार, दैट मींस दे आर मार्केटिंग प्लेस ऑफ कृष्ण जगन्नाथ देव महाप्रसाद। आफ्टर सम डे ही केम इन द गेट ऑफ जगन्नाथ मेन टेंपल दैट सिंह ऑफ द्वार।
हु टोल्ड टू होम
दैट वाज सरदार टू इज टेलिंग टू चैतन्य महाप्रभु।
यस,
and he thinks, he always standing there, somebody will come and give me, someone will come and feed me. Oh, this is like a prostitute, tendency of a prostitute. So he give up.
Give up?
Gave up.
Yes.
The tendency also. So Mahaprabhu asked Swarup Damodar Prabhu, what are the others doing nowadays? Swarup Damodar Prabhu replied, that means standing on Singha's door, waiting for person is like a prostitute, so he gives up that place. Nowadays, how he maintaining his life in the mentioned from Jhana that temple, so many grain of rice came out with that rice water, and it's getting rotten. So how it smells? Even a cow never checked. Sabdasami is to go there and collect some rotten rice and clean it very clearly. After the, what is in the middle part, he used to take, and somehow he maintained his life. One day Mahaprabhu reached there.
When he heard from Swarupa Damodar one day.
Mahaprabhu suddenly reached there. One day suddenly reached there, and by force it took from Das Goswami, oh, Raghunath, you are taking so delicious food stuff, you are not giving me? How much are you worth?
And he took and...
Mahaprabhu took and gave one food stuff in his mouth. After that, Das Goswami checked him, oh, Prabhu.
Swarupa Damodar.
Swarupa Damodar checked him, oh, Prabhu, don't do such it not for yourself. If you get it, you will get sick. So, after the Das Goswami, according to Swarupa Damodar Prabhu's advice, he used to do Manasi Seva and at the moment of Das Goswami, Swarupa Damodar Prabhu, he never asked anything to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly. Then he asked Swarupa Damodar Prabhu, why Mahaprabhu bring me here from my house?
Bring me here?
Brought me here from my...
What is the meaning of bring me here?
Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought me here from my house of life? And Swarupa Damodar Prabhu requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Raghunath wants to hear something you.
From you.
From you. So, Mahaprabhu told, then,
ভালো না খাইবে
ভালো না করিবে অমানি মানত নাম সদাবে
ভালো না খাইবে ভালো না করিবে আর গ্রামে কথা না বলিবে না শুনিবে তারপরে
don't take financial food stuff and don't gossiping each other and you'll serve divine couple by mind.
You will serve. Okay, you should. Yeah, you.
You should.
You should. Not will.
You should serve.
What is the difference between you should and you will?
Then we should want to order him and we'll make a future.
So try to know all these things and to tell like this. Not always showing your taste to others. Go on.
So you should serve divine couples by your mind. So Dabhuratami.
What is the meaning?
So Dabhuratami being in this body, being in this body, that means it's other sarim. Jahavasi there is to serve divine couple regularly. Like our Goswami.
Manasi Seva. What is Manasi Seva?
Manasi means service by mind. Just
like Rupa Goswami has mentioned in his Bhakti Swami Sindhi. Krishnam Smaranam.
Krishnam Smaranam Janam Chastra Sestram Vinja Samihitam.
এখন তো ফুটফুট লাভা মতন ফুটছে খাল ফুটফুট ফুটফুট কিন্তু তত বিচার করবে ওইটা বলবো এইটা আমি চাই কিন্তু তখন আগার এদিকে ওদিকে করে দেয়
কৃষ্ণ স্মরণ জানান চাচ্ছ ইউ শুড রিমেম্বার কৃষ্ণ অ্যান্ড ইট অ্যাসোসিয়েট তো কৃষ্ণ হ্যাজ সো মেনি অ্যাসোসিয়েট তো হোয়াট কাইন্ড অফ অ্যাসোসিয়েট ইউ রিমেম্বার
নো how the associates are serving Chaitanya Krishna. You should always remember. Sir, the greed you have, according to that, if you have agreed to serve Krishna like mother, then always are following mother by interior mode. And if you have agreed to serve Krishna like gopis, Rup, Rati, Manjari and others, then you should always try to remember the pastimes of Krishna with gopis and how they are serving by outer senses. You should try to do Vaidhi Bhakti like all the angs. And internally you should remember the pastimes and try to serve by a Siddha Deha. Nijya Siddha Deha Kariya Bhavan. He told them. And then he gave one Shila, Govardhan Shila, which came from Govardhan Giriraj. Any devotee brought it and gave to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to serve with his tears and always keeping on his eyelids here and there. And he gave it with Gunja Mala to Raghunath and told that you should worship this with one Kunja Mala, pitcher of water, and 5-8 Tulsi leaves. Manjaris, and two side two very soft leaves, and you should. Because Krishna will be so pleased very soon, by other means he will not be so vashibhut, controlled. But by this, very soon, Krishna will hear your all prayers and he will be merciful to you. So you should do. And because he has nothing, he was penniless. His father sent, but he returned. If a grihastha is maintaining his life, he should at least try to spend some money, his energy to Krishna and to devotees. Otherwise, he is thief. Krishna bhakti will be very, very far away. If he is maintaining his wife, his children, his mother, father, why he cannot maintain the devotees? He should certainly at least some portion of his, at least half, and if not half, then any percentage must. Otherwise he cannot serve in his whole life. But if he is penniless, nothing, like Raghunath Das Goswami, he can serve the deities with only water and tulasi. But if he has any means, then he should at first give very delicious foods. Otherwise, bitta sat will come. Bitta, what is the meaning of bitta sat? Bitta sat means having money but not expensing for Krishna and devotees, only for his wife, his children, himself. He can go to market and bring so many things for him, but not for Krishna, not for devotees. Then, so, what was telling about Raghunath Das Goswami? That is why, because he was penniless, never kept any single paisa. So he told to this. But other bhakti he never told like this. What is the time? अभी मात्र दस्ता चल रही है। तो फिर से began to do like this. Until he came to Giriraj Govardhan he was doing. After that, began to do like this, always thinking and hearing see Raghunatham Swarup Damodar. And if he wants to ask anything, so Swarup Damodar he used to ask from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared, he became mad totally, unmadagrasta. After some time,
Madhagar Pandit also went. Sarup Damodar also. Then he could not maintain his life. Then he used, wanted that I should go to Govardhan and from there I will jump and I will die. Or in Jamuna. Why? Why? Why not in sea? Because he was not like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that seeing that sea is Jamuna. And Chatak Parvat is like Govardhan. So he wants to come to Vrindavan and he to give his life there in Vrindavan to become his body will be mixed in the dust of Vrindavan. That is why he wants. So he came here, weeping here. So then he met first with Rupa and Sanatana Goswami and they behaved him like younger brother, like son. And they told that, don't give up your life. If by giving up life, Krishna is attained, his prema is attained. What? His prema is attained, achieved. Then I will die daily hundreds and lakhs times. But by this he will. So you should be in Vrindavan. Especially in Radha Kund. And you should chant, remember, and read my books. Sometimes Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami also used to go to Radha Kund. And thus, he used to do like this. He used to take only one handful, only matta, buttermilk chai. Nothing else, whole night and day. No sleep at all. Sankhya-purvaka-nāma gānnati-bhi kālāva-sāni-kṛtau nidra-hār-vihār-kād-vijitau chātanta-dīnau chajau rādhā-kṛṣṇa-guṇa-śmate-madhuri-māndaina-sammohitau bandeiru. Sometimes something is called and sometimes nothing. No sleeping at all. Never he used to sleep. And thus whole day, night, chanting and remembering and reading the books of Rupa Goswami, all so lamenting and weeping. The pages of that book used to be wetted. Sometimes Rupa Goswami used to say, oh, I will give the very best book, this should be returned to me. And thus he used to take and he used to write so many books that he may lose, not. And that is why he made Dan Keli Komaldi. At Dan Ghati, Govardhan, and quarreling with Gopis Krishna, and he used to laugh so much now. So, but after some time, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, became aprakat, disappeared. And after that, Rupa Goswami also. Oh, then he became mad totally. Then, Girindram Ajgarayate, Sunyayitam Mahagostam, Ayate, Goshtayam. Then he became like mad totally. Where he came, Radha Kund used to be like lion, tigers, that it is taking, swallowing. And Giriraj Govardhan like Ajgar, python. And ghost means Nandagaon, Varsana and all other things, where Krishna used to be played. And Sunnaitam, zero light. Then he became so mad. What to do? But anyhow, he was. At that time, he used to love Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami and Jiva Goswami. What he used to know and what he has heard from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sarup Damodar Rupa Goswami, he gave all it to Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. And Krishna Goswami has written all these things from Sarup Damodar Karcha and from Raghunath Das Goswami and Rupa Goswami has written in all Chaitanya Charita. That is why he had become so authentic book, Chaitanya Charita. Thus, After some time, Raghunath Das Goswami chanting her name in Radha Kund, he left. Gaur Premananda. Then Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur. This is also auspicious day, disappearance day of Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur. You know all, and now it is time, over time is over. But he was a very authentic boy. In boyhood, he read all the books of Rupa Goswami. In boyhood, he was in the Guru Parampara of Narottam Thakur, fourth person after Narottam Thakur. He wrote Bhakti Rasami Sindhu Bindu, Kiran and Kana when he was reading in school. And then after some time when he became so learned in Sanskrit, Vedanta and all, and he left his home. He was married, he left. When he reached to Vrindavan, his guru told that, I will not, you cannot be here. You should return and ask your permission of your wife. Then he returned again. And Harikatha, whole night with his wife. And it became morning. Then he did pranam to his wife and told that, now you should give me permission to go. And she permitted now. He became so Vaishnavi. And then he returned to his Gurudev. And then he began to, in the process of Rupa Goswami. And he was very fond of Parakiya Madhur Ras. And he wrote so many things. He wrote so many books and the explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam. And he established Parakiya, this bhajan pranali. Which Jiva Goswami has told Swakiya Bhav to his some anadhikari, unqualified. He has told both for qualified Parakiya and unqualified he has told to Swakiya. And thus, at that time, all began to do Swakiya Bhajan and rejected Parakiya Bhav because all the sampradayas at that time in Vrindavan were opposite to this. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur again established it by his. When he was doing so, all the Babajis of Vrindavan, they became against, they wanted to kill him. One day when he was circumambulating Vrindavan in very morning, somewhat in some andhakar, darkness, they wanted to kill him in a very dark grey grove. When he reached there, they were waiting with dagger or anything to cut him down. But they at once saw that Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur was not there. There was a very teenage girl with his girlfriend, and she was also Gopi, and she was also Gopi, both. And they were picking some flowers. The persons who were invited to him, they asked, oh, Lali meaning little girl, I saw that Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur was coming, but where he has gone? Then she began to smile and told, I am coming for picking flowers. And at once he saw that there was not Biswanath Chakur, that little teenager girl, only Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur was going in. Oh, at once then, oh, Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur is a Siddha Mahapurush. What is Siddha Mahapurush? So he is a gopi, surely, in the guidance of Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari. So they beg pardon and they beg his forgiveness. And thus, they were all after that, you know that this Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur has sent his disciple Baldev Vidyabhushan to Jaipur to defeat the arguments of other, especially of Sri Sampradaya, Ramanuja Sampradaya. They are objecting that Radha is not married wife of Krishna, so she should not be with Krishna. If worshipping Krishna alone or with Rukmini or Satyabhama, not with Radhika. And Gaudiya Vaishnava is no Sampradaya. He is out of Sampradaya. No authentic Asa. They have no any authentic Vedanta, Sutra, Bhashya or anything. Then by the order of Vishwanath Thakur went there and he cut the arguments of all these bogus Vaishnavas and established Srimati Radhika with Krishna, and he at once made Brahma Sutra Bhashya, Govinda Bhashya, and showed, and they at once were turned. And thus he conquered them and returned to Vrindavan. Vishwanath Chakravarti, who had compiled so many books like Rakbatma Chandrika, yes, Bhakti Swami Sindhu, Ujjolin Mani, Krishna Bhavanamitsar, and explained so many books, authentic books, explanation, Bhashya and Tika of Gita also, that I have translated and it has been published in Hindi, and very soon it will come in English also. Very authentic, very good books. I have published the books of Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Vishwanath Chakravarti, both. And they are bona fide Vaishnava. And in very simple language, they have given all the idea of Mahaprabhu and Srila Rupa Goswami. So if you want to do bhakti, then you can go through all these books. They will help more. Or Gita, first Swamiji Gita as it is, he has given so many things for ordinary persons, though who are entering basic and primary principles. But if you read this, actually you will be very enlightened. And you will now understand what Swamiji wanted to give in his explanation. Then you can, otherwise you cannot. Gaur Prema.